The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, you would have heard comments from the Taoiseach speaking in New York yesterday when it comes to Ireland's corporation tax rate. He basically said that he was not offering any commitments one way or the other when speaking to businesses in the United States, that Ireland would be keeping its rate at 12.5%. Of course, this OECD proposal is for a 15% rate for Ireland and other countries around the world. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has been talking about it today, talking about the possibility of two levels of corporate tax, that you would have a 15% rate for the big companies, and then smaller companies maybe would maintain that 12.5% rate. Well, to get a sense of what the situation is on the ground and the view of companies and businesses in this sector have, I'm joined by Eoin Howe, who's Vice President of the Foreign Direct Investment Team at Bank of Ireland. Eoin, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kieran.
Are you still telling businesses who might invest in Ireland and are looking at Ireland as a potential base that the corporation tax rate is, well, you're obviously telling them it is 12.5%, but what are you telling them it might be in the future?
Sure. Well, Kieran, to be honest, like, as a bank, we don't actually tell them anything about their taxes. They come to us because, you know, they've decided they're coming to Ireland and they need banking services, they need to pay their staff, all those kind of normal things that companies do every day. So, to be honest, I know we spoke about this a little bit earlier, but they haven't necessarily been talking to us a huge amount about the changes in tax. This is, I suppose, the discussions have been going on for quite some time, but it's not necessarily something that's hugely acute at the moment. And I suppose the companies that we'd speak to, they probably would have made their decision already to come to Ireland.
Well, let me reword it then. In terms of the companies that you deal with, how important do you sense the tax rate is in terms of their decision to locate in Ireland?
I think it's definitely a factor. I think it certainly is a factor, but I've been working in the FDI sector for a good number of years now, and I actually don't think it is the biggest factor. Like, even if we just look at the European Union, for example, there's two countries that have a lower corporation tax rate than we do, Hungary and Bulgaria, for example. Hungary has 9%, Bulgaria is 10%, but obviously Ireland wins far more FDI than both of those countries. I would hazard a guess combined, I'm not sure exactly the numbers. But if it was just down to tax rates, we would see FDI flocking to those markets. But, you know, Ireland has a huge amount more to offer, and I think that's really why we see companies coming here. Yes, tax is an element of it, but there's a huge amount of other things.
What are those other things?
Well, I suppose, to be honest, the first one is probably our English language, the fact that we're the only English language speaking country in the European Union now. The kind of model of FDI that Ireland has really is we seek to attract companies into Ireland for their European headquarters. That's kind of our bread and butter. We want all sorts of FDI into the country, but, you know, as Ireland Inc., that's kind of that's our real sweet spot. So like the factors for them, obviously English speaking, if they're coming from a non-European country, they want to be able to speak English. And I think sometimes we kind of play down that a little bit, the English speaking nature of Ireland, but the way I kind of frame it is in a real personal level. So say, for example, you know, you get offered a job and it's in an English speaking company, it's in a headquarters in Barcelona, Berlin, Stockholm, whatever, but then you've got a partner, you've got kids. Fine, you have a job, but will your partner be able to find a job in that new country? Will your kids be able to go to a normal play school and meet normal kids from that environment? So we're the only country that can offer that in Europe still, post Brexit. So I really think Ireland has an awful lot going for it still.
Despite that, I don't know how often I've spoken on this show and on the radio in general about Ireland's corporation tax rate. It has been a subject for discussion for longer than I can remember as well. People are talking about it a lot long before I was around. Is it something of a red herring then, do you think?
No, like it's still important. It definitely is important, but it's one of a number of factors. And like, you know, perhaps, you know, like I can't say where corporate tax is going to go. I don't know. That's a question for our government to decide and for these multilateral discussions that are going on at the moment. But, you know, perhaps down the line we'll have to compete more on issues like quality of life. We'll have to compete more on education. We'll have to compete more on those kind of issues. Whereas, you know, like I think it'll change, but I still think that the raw offering that Ireland has is really second to none in Europe.
Well, the businessman Declan Ganley is on the line as well. Declan, you're very welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you. Danny McConnell the Irish Examiner was with me yesterday, and he had a very strong sense that there was political posturing going on and that Ireland would absolutely sign up to this OECD deal. Now, he wasn't offering a view in terms of tax policy on whether we should, just that we would. That was his political view. What's your view?
He's probably right. I wish he wasn't. And while I agree with everything that Owen has said, I think he's right. And I also think another thing that we really have going for us that matters is the fact that we're a common law country. And that's now a real rarity in the European Union. The fact is that our low corporate tax rate is something that Brand Island is famous for. And you can like that or not like it, but I'm speaking to you right now from Washington, D.C. And when you're at a business events, you know, wherever they are, it's something that everybody knows and refers to. So while it may not be the only thing or the end thing that attracts people to Ireland, it is the thing that everybody knows. And so it's sort of a big positive selling point. And the problem with this OECD drive is it is a drive to tax harmonization around the world. Mm. And tax harmonization will be a disaster for economies like Ireland's, because we are not centrally located in a landmass. We're not connected to rail networks. We have to create competitive advantages in other ways.
But we do have all those other ways that Owen set out as well, that it's not just tax. And if we lose the tax card, it's not all cards out of our hand.
I would respectfully suggest that while it is not the only card, it's an ace. And we should not, we cannot give it up. Furthermore, it's a protected ace. And this is, it surprises me that this hasn't been brought up, at least not publicly. And that is that when Ireland signed up for the Lisbon Treaty referendum in Lisbon 2, Ireland was given guarantees that there would be no interference in its tax affairs or sovereignty. That was ratified by the European Parliament a while after the referendum was passed. So the European Parliament ratified that on April the 18th, 2012. It was then ratified by every member state parliament, 27 member state parliaments of the European Union, and was attached to the EU treaties, formally and legally attached to the EU treaties as a protocol in EU law. So it's legally valid, and it has the same legal standing as any European treaty article, aka it is the law.
Yeah, but they can't. But that stops Christine Lagarde and Ursula von der Leyen standing up today and saying that we're going to have tax harmonization across Europe. That's not what's happening here. This is, you know, a voluntary code that the OECD, a separate organization altogether. I'm not being argumentative. I just don't understand the application of the Lisbon Treaty.
Well, the application is that we have guarantees to guard and protect against interference of any kind from every member state of the European Union and from the EU itself. And the point I'm making is, you know, you'll have seen these, there have been all too frequent statements and comments made targeting Ireland's tax competitiveness, and they're coming from the European Union. They're also coming from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Tax harmonization. Look, if anybody thinks that tax harmonization is going to be good for the Irish economy, they are sorely mistaken. We have to keep this tool as a tool of our competitiveness. We've now got legal guarantees in place protecting that tool from interference from, for example, from 27 countries and from the European Union itself. And I would suggest that if not by the letter of the law, then certainly by the spirit of the law, that has been breached. And if you look at the way that France is standing up and defending its contractual relationships with Australia, for example, which aren't covered by the EU treaties, and the fact that they're threatening trade sanctions against Australia at an EU level, we've got something much stronger in our hands here. We've got a loaded shotgun in the cupboard here that we can be using to defend our tax sovereignty, and we're not doing it. In my opinion, we're not doing it.
I just don't understand that. Like the guarantee in the Lisbon Treaty was essentially that nothing in the treaty would make any change of any kind for any member state with regard to the operation or of the competence of the EU in relation to tax. In other words, the rules before Lisbon were you can set your own tax rates, and what they put in as a guarantee was, by the way, we're not going to change that rule in Lisbon. I don't see what that has to do with the OECD.
I participated in those debates quite vigorously at the time, and I remember, while I don't remember everything that was said, I remember a lot of what was said, and of course you can read in the European treaties exactly what that protocol says.
But I'm reading it.
I'm very clear that we were told time and again that there would be no interference whatsoever in Irish tax affairs or tax policy. And if you think that there has not been, then I respectfully disagree. The fact that it looks like, or certainly that there is a move to increase our corporate tax rates is not something that originated in Ireland. That idea did not come from anybody in Dublin. It came from people outside of Ireland. And I suggest that we need to fight much harder to protect our tax sovereignty, given the competitive position that we are in. And we should use every tool available to us to do that. And there is one tool, which is this treaty protocol that I think might be worth using. It's my humble suggestion. I might be wrong, but I think we need to defend this more vigorously because that harmonization is not in our interest.
Declan, appreciate your time. Declan Gandy, businessman, and Owen Howe, president of the Foreign Direct Investment Team at Bank of Ireland. Thank you both very much for joining us.